The city of Lexington has received a seven-figure federal grant to help pay for the construction of a water treatment facility. Mayor Joe Aul said voters in the city passed a bond issue in 2018 to construct a new water treatment facility and convert from a system where the city gets its water directly out of the river, surface water through a pipe. On Monday, Aul says the city was notified it received a $6 million grant from the U.S. Economic Development Administration. Aul says the city is now going to go to a well water system. In addition to the water treatment plant, the city is going to drill three new wells just east of town.
When we passed the bond issue, we passed a $12 million bond issue and told them at the time we thought the new plant would cost probably around, you know, $10 million. It could end up being a little bit more than that. But yesterday it was announced by Congressman Emanuel Cleaver that we received, like I said, that $6 million grant from the Economic Development Administration. So that's going to be a great plus for us. And, you know, we'll have to borrow the rest of the money.
Aul says the city can now build something really nice.
It's a great opportunity for us. You know, we thought we had a good chance of getting some type of grant, but wow, we didn't think we'd get $6 million. So we feel very excited about that. And I think the thing about it is it'll give us the opportunity to build a first-class water treatment plant and the new wells and everything else. So that we think we'll have a first-class facility. And then even more important than that, these are tough times for a lot of people, and we had indicated at the time we passed our bond issue back in 2018 we would have to raise water bills some to pay the cost of this new facility. But with this grant, we're hoping that we won't have to raise the average person's water bill nearly as much as we had talked about when we passed the bond issues.
Aul says this grant has given the city a shot in the arm it has needed during these pandemic-affected times.
We have a lot of people that really pitched in and really helped out with this project, and we really thank them for all they did, and that's going to give us a chance to really do it first class. And, you know, this has been a tough time during this pandemic. A lot of people are going through very difficult times right now, but we've had a couple of very positive things happen for the Lexington community here in the last couple of months, and I think you need good news at this time. And, you know, first of all, we mentioned a couple of months ago, Jubilee purchased the Wentworth campus, and they're going to start a college performing arts program there on the old Wentworth campus. So we're very happy that that property sold and Jubilee's coming in and going to start up an educational institution there. And then the fact that we're getting this $6 million water grant right now, that's a big plus. So those have both been very positive events for our city during the time where we really needed some good news.
Aul said the new treatment plant will be located just east of Highway 13 outside of the city limits. The wells also will be located in the same general location. The Saline County Health Department reports there were no new positive cases of COVID-19 confirmed in the county yesterday. However, most counties in the KMMO listening area saw a rise in cases. According to health officials in Saline County, the total positive case count remains at 431, with 383 recoveries, including three on Monday, and seven deaths. There are 41 active cases, including two hospitalized. Pettis County saw the largest increase in positive cases of 41 since Friday. The total positive case count is up to 512, with 396 patients released to normal activities and four deaths. There are 112 active cases, including six hospitalized, increasing by four positive cases. The overall total is up to 142 in Cooper County, with 119 patients recovered and two deaths. There are 21 active cases in the county. Three new positive cases of COVID-19 were confirmed, bringing the total to 174 in Lafayette County, with 134 cases recovered and three deaths. There are currently 37 active cases. In Howard County, three new positive cases were confirmed, bringing its overall total to 50, including 44 recoveries. There are six active cases of the virus in the county. And one new positive case of COVID-19 was confirmed in Sheraton County to make the total 22. With 14 persons released from public health isolation, there are eight active cases. The total number of positive cases of COVID-19 increased by nearly 2,600 as of 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon from the day before. According to the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services, the total number of positive cases was 59,000. 954. The number of COVID-19 related deaths increased from 1,301 on Sunday to 1,307 on Monday. DHSS expects the next update to take place at about 2 o'clock this afternoon. KMMO News Time is 1237. Funeral service for 77-year-old Kenneth Wayne Meeser of rural Concordia, who died Thursday, will be held at 2 p.m. today at Campbell Lewis Chapel in Concordia, where visitation begins at 1 p.m. Burial with military rites will follow at New Hope Cemetery in rural Concordia. Mass of Christian burial for 83-year-old Kenneth Opfer of Joplin and formerly of Sedalia, who died Thursday, will be held at 1 p.m. tomorrow at Sacred Heart Church in Sedalia, where prayers of the rosary will begin at noon with visitation to follow until service time. Burial with military honors will follow at Calvary Cemetery. McLaughlin Funeral Chapel in Sedalia is in charge of arrangements. Memorial service for Larry Ray Hostetter Sr. will be held at 1 p.m. Thursday at Smith Chapel UMC in Marshall. Complete Cremation and Funeral Service LLC in Harrisonville is in charge of arrangements. Funeral service for 58-year-old Joanne Brooks of Glasgow, who died August 8th, will be held at 10 a.m. Saturday at St. Mary Catholic Church in Glasgow. Burial will be private at Washington Cemetery. Fremont Free's funeral home in Glasgow is in charge of arrangements. You can view the funeral notices and obituaries as well as news stories 24 hours a day on our website, KMMO.com. That is a look at news this hour on KMMO. I'm Robert King.